Computer Guys. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Juke.
That's right. It is a beautiful morning.
Two original Computer Guys.
The two original Computer Guys.
Right.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. We, Kevin and I had mentioned that to Juke here that we've been coming on WHTC for 10 years for weekly Computer Guys updates and news and answering questions. But because of the changes in our business and the fact that we're unbelievably busy, and we've got a lot of changes coming up the next 3 to 6 months as we continue to evolve, a weekly spot here, unfortunately, we won't be able to continue to do.
It's not enough time in the day and time in the week.
So we well, hopefully we'll still be able to come on as guests, but yeah, this will be the end of a 10-year run.
Of the consistent week to week. You know, and I think we had a couple little breaks in there. I mean, obviously the busy week or something else, but consistently, coming on for 10 years.
So, of course, Duke, as you said, we're always welcome to come on as a guest, or if you wanted to have Carl, absolutely always happy to answer questions. I mean, that's why Kevin and I got into to what we do. We like helping people. We like working with technology, and it makes
We were talking about the other night, like solving problems.
Yeah, we like solving problems.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, that's why we do it. It's just that we're kind of in a place now where there's just too many balls up in the air to juggle all at once. So,
and but gone kind of on a different tack.
We have, yeah. That's not to say that what applies to a personal computer also doesn't work at a business. It's just very different.
Yeah.
Different needs, different ways of considering things. Although, as we were sitting here listening to the weather, I was thinking, you know, 10 years of advice, Kev, I think it could be summed up in probably 4 points that we've repeated over and over and over.
That's probably true, because we would come back to those every
month, keep a whole list of everything that we talk about all through the years.
And those things are still true today as they were 10 years ago.
Yeah, I think you could sum us up, Duke, by saying this. Number one, backup.
Yep.
You need to have more than one copy of your data.
Because your hard drive will fail at some point.
Always keep your computer and programs and software up to date.
Yes.
So regular maintenance. And make sure you have a good antivirus, anti-malware solution.
Yeah.
And the last thing is, when purchasing a computer, the best question to ask yourself is, what do I want to use it for?
Yeah. Exactly. Let that drive the decision.
Yeah, it's kind of those are kind of the four of the main points that we've talked about over the years again and again and again. And it doesn't matter if it's a computer or a tablet or a smartphone. I mean, obviously the virus portion probably doesn't apply if you're buying a smartphone for as many. But those things, we've said them again and again, and think of how the technology's changed. When we first started, remember we did a, I don't know if you remember this, Juke, but Holland Police Department was doing a fundraiser for that statue out on Pine and 8th Street there.
Yes.
And we donated a Dell computer with a CRT monitor.
That's right, to help raise funds
to
for
help
the
raise
statue.
Funds. Yeah, we got $1,000 for that. So
we got a call. Good morning, you're online with the Computer Guys.
I have a question. I think I've heard you say it before, but I didn't write it down, of course. What is the good website that I can go to back up my pictures?
What kind of a computer? Is it a Windows computer that you have?
Yeah.
Okay, you're looking at just doing your photos?
Yeah, I don't really have anything else on there, but I'd hate to lose my pictures, if anything.
Sure. Do you have any guess how many photos you have?
I think it's 900 or something.
900, so okay. Well, there are a lot of options out there. Two of the more popular options are, the first one is called Carbonite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Carbonite.
It'd be Carbonite.
It's a small piece of software that gets installed on your computer and runs in the background, and anytime your computer's online, it's sending that information over to their servers to be backed up.
The second one would be Mozy.com, M-O-Z-Y.com.
M-O-Z-Y.com.
And honestly, with Mozy, I think they still have a 2-gig trial, where if you have less than 2 gigabytes of data, it's free.
Yep, and so, then depending on how many pictures you have, you may be able to use that for free, at least for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll try those then.
All right.
If I just go to those sites, they'll explain everything.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to get it installed and up and running. I know with Carbonite, when you go there, they'll need, of course, to use your name, your email address, a password, a credit card. But it is pretty simple compared to how it used to be. And I believe even with Carbonite, they send you a message or an email when it's done backing up to alert you that, hey, good news, everything is backed up now.
Okay, and then if something would happen and I get another computer, I just go to that website and whoops, they'll have my stuff.
There's a key piece of information. Don't lose your username, password, and if they ask for some sort of a security key, don't lose that information. Otherwise, you're not going to get it back.
Okay, great. Thanks for your help.
Thank you.
Good luck.
All right. Any other callers? 395-1450 is the number here.
Well, Kev, we've been preaching on backups, and I'm glad to hear that she's backing up her data.
That's right. She's thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, I just put all my pictures right on disks and...
Sure.
Yep.
Keep it that way.
There's a lot of different ways. Nice thing about something like Carbonite is... if you're like me, Juke, maybe you're more disciplined than I am, but
I'm
know that...
he is. Well,
you never know. You never know.
Sure.
I know that if it were up to me to rely on burning those every time my wife or I put on photos on our computer, we wouldn't have very many backups. So the automated is, for me, the way to go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But that's... Yeah. That being said, my Carbonite subscription did expire recently, and so I still have everything backed up on other sources.
Okay,
but
sure. Well, that's good. You got to have more than one copy at any point in time.
My home computer, I only turn on about once a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
So. Sure.
Okay. Now, for the people who are concerned about the Windows 8, we do have some people out there that have bought Windows 8, not happy with it, and waiting for the update to come through in, I think, October.
What's the advice?
I don't know. What's the advice?
Well, honestly... get used to it.
Get used to it.
unless you were to downgrade to Windows 7 or purchase a different computer with Windows 7 on it. Unfortunately, even Windows 8.1 is very, very, very similar to Windows 8.
And their server operating systems are very similar as well as far as the interface.
They have committed to this. Yep. And I will even say this. For those who think those Windows users are stuck with Windows 8, people who use iPads and iPhones, Apple is releasing an update this fall. Well, they're releasing an update this fall that makes your iPad and your iPhone, in my opinion, look a lot more like a Windows 8 type of an interface. Mm-hmm.
So it may just be the way things are going.
Yeah.
And we're all going to have to adjust.
Now, of course, that update you won't have to do. So, for instance, if you have an older iPad, you don't have to install it. But... unfortunately, what happens is all the people who make the applications that go on your iPhone or iPad start developing it to work only on the newest version of their software. So the new iOS 7 is, I don't know, I'm not a fan. It's weird. But anyway, that's my personal opinion. Maybe it's because I don't like change as much as I used to, and I'm getting older now, maybe. Who knows?
Hey, you're going to have an open house sometime.
Yes, that's right, Juke. We're having one tomorrow from 4 to 6. And if anyone would like to stop by and check us out and wish us well in our new place, we're there 4 to 6.
Where's that?
Yeah, it's a little bit tricky to get there. If you're from the Holland area, we have moved, McIntyre Technologies has moved to the Scrapyard Lofts West building.
Yep, the commercial building, not the residential building, which is the one you see from River.
Yep. So it's actually a really, really cool building back there. It's
in the back of the other building?
Yes. It is, yeah. And, Juke, I don't even know. People keep asking me, what was manufactured in that building at one point? Do you know?
No, I don't know. I know the Holland Furniture was in the building on the street.
On the street?
Yeah. I had heard that, too.
Holland Furniture was there, okay.
And we were thinking that potentially that there was some other...
I think
that
they were connected
production
at one point.
Maybe not have been connected, but at least production was done also... in that facility, because it does look like it was set up for manufacturing at one point.
Oh, yeah, and it's old. I mean, that building is, well, by Holland, Michigan standards, old.
Tomorrow, what time?
4 to 6.
4 to 6 p.m.
tomorrow. Yep. Okay.
You're welcome to swing on in. Hope to see you there, Juke.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a nice relationship, and thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. We always enjoy it. I love listening to you, too. So
hopefully, we'll see you again